That's it?
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Sean Economy here. You bumped Bill Watkins 10 years ago for a crusty old has-been like Buddy Hackett, and now you've got a real bloody star on the phone? What are you going to do with me, Mark? Oh, never mind, Mark. You haven't the brass stones to even make a decision. I'll make one for you. Go ahead and talk your economic blather with Bill Watkins, and you can kiss my brambly...
Yeah, that was voiced... And I don't know if I wrote the text by Dirk Brantz. And he's very much involved in video and audio. And so he actually put in the dial tone to show that he hung up on me. I thought that was very clever. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Got a great program today. We intentionally played the economic forecast Bill Watkins blather Rockford Open because Bill Watkins, today's guest, former UCSB economic forecast director, then on to Cal Lutheran University, retired, living in Tennessee on an acre by the river. So we're going to talk a little bit about what that's like and differences in Tennessee and California and Sweden with COVID. He mentioned the pension fund, which we discussed last week with Dan Walters. And even better, we'll probably start with, a few weeks ago, I had a guest law professor from George Mason University, Ilya Soman, who wrote a book, Free to Move, Foot Voting, Migration, and Political Freedom. And he started talking at the end about what sounded like open borders and how that would lift the world's GDP and every country would be terrific. And economists say this is a good thing. So we'll ask one economist. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment year to date, plus looking at this year's year to date and prior years, the total number of short sales and foreclosures, known as REOs. REOs. They finally eliminated foreclosure in the search bar in MLS. So it's just REO, real estate owned, something that has already been foreclosed upon and is bank owned. Do want to say, for the first time in 22 years doing this live program, that I usually I just get up, do some show prep, do my routine, come to the studio. A couple of times I had to go to the office first. It changes your routine. One time I was driven to the radio station in a car with two buddies, and we were pulled over by the police because he had a cracked windshield. He went on and on because the guy smelled like booze because we were all up until 2 a.m., the previous morning drinking, and he still, the car smelled like booze. This was like 15 years ago in another life. So, but today's the first time that I, and another time I was, had to stop by a listing that I was in escrow with on my buyer, and there was an inspection and I had to stop by. So generally though, very pragmatic and routine oriented. So this morning, last minute, a buyer I'm working with said, let's write an offer on this property we saw yesterday. So I had to write an offer, go through it, send it, electronic signature, me sign, prepare it, send it, forward it, got it done. Didn't have time to eat breakfast, shave, or shower, but that's okay. I'm here. And first time I'm representing another real estate agent as a buyer. He's actually a real estate broker. So that's kind of fun, and it's interesting. It's almost like having a co-agent, and I'm very blessed. Okay, I do want to quick, before we do year-to-date stats and bank-owned properties, today in history, August 17th, 1969, Woodstock Music and Art Fair concludes after 3 days, located on Yazger's 600-acre farm. And I did a little research, was more interested in the real estate than the concert. Yazger owned this farm. He sold it not too long after. He was kind of ostracized for doing and allowing this. He died 4 years later at age 53. He sold the farm, moved to Florida, and he was a conservative Republican who supported the Vietnam War and knew that the concert was not going to be supporting the Vietnam War. So it was quite an interesting story. Tried to find out who owns it today. Got a little mixed messages, but that's kind of an interesting piece of real estate. Okay, first, before year-to-date and bank-owned properties, been tracking pending sales. before and after the shutdown restructuring of our real estate sales here in the South Coast, Santa Barbara, throughout much of, course, the country, we were able to continue selling and showing property, but no caravans or open houses. So pre-March 13th, we averaged 20.6 pending sales per week. Since then, we've averaged almost 25 pending sales per week. So that's a 25% increase in the subsequent 22 weeks for the week ending August 17th, 2020. However, I've been also tracking the last 8 weeks every week, so that changes, and we've averaged 35 pending sales per week in the last 8 weeks through August 17th, 2020. Compare that to 20. I mean, that is, I didn't do the math, but the percentage, I mean, 100% would have been 40. It's an incredible increase. And we're catching up on sales. We'll cover that in the weekly multiple listing sales update in the fourth segment. Let's take a look at year-to-date sales, and then we'll look at year-to-date foreclosures and short sales compared to prior years. 619 sales from CARP to Goleta, single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. Last year, 666, 2019. Year before that, 651. Year before that, 705, 663, 725 back in 2015. So the last 3 years, we've been in the 600s, 2016 in the 600s. This year, we're the lowest at 619. We are 7% fewer sales than last year, but just on June 12th, we were 20% fewer. So we are catching up. Median price is $1,475,000, which is 12% higher than last year's $1,317,000. All prior years didn't make it into the million threes, was in the million twos. 2015, $1,175,000. We ended up 2019 at $1,316,000. 2018, $1,255,000. 2017, $1,285,000. 2016, $1,184,000. 2015, $1,132,000. So breaking records. Montecito is pushing it along, although a few weeks ago I separated out Montecito, still have a higher median price, but Montecito's driving the train with 136 sales year to date through August 14th, 2020, and a median price of $3,372,000. Last year, 100 sales versus 136. Median price of 2.9. So, huge increase. And you know what's easy? 36 on 100 is 36%. So, a 36% increase in the number of sales over last year. And Montecito's driving that train. 2018 was the debris flow, only 76 sales through August 14th. God, why am I feel like I'm looking at a different date? Did I say August 17th before? Through August 14th. And 2017, 112 sales. So 2017 beat 2019, last year's 100 sales, but 136 is far and above. Okay, and then we'll just take a quick look at the number of short sales. Year-to-date, zero. Number of bank-owned properties that sold, three. Three equals 0.4% of the number of sales. Last year, it was 0.6%. Five bank-owned properties, one short sale. A total of six. This year, a total of three. Going back in time, 2018, there were a total of 10 bank-owned properties, two short sales. Year before that, seven bank-owned properties, three short sales. So the totals, you know, are 10, 12, last year six, this year three year-to-date. These are all year-to-date. 2015 was 22. Year before that, total of 12. Year before that, 2013, total of 38. But then when you go back to the year 2012, there were 102 bank-owned property sales and 114 short sales, 216 total, which represented 27% of the total number of sales. More than one of every four sales through August of 2012 was either bank-owned or short sale. That was the height. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with economist Bill Watkins.